This is Dubai 92. You're with Harry and Pricey. It's live at Drive. And we are so excited to have these guys on the line, Kasabian.
Yeah, Serge from Kasabian on the line with us.
Yeah, you can see these guys at Blended next Thursday at Dubai Media City Amphitheatre. Details at Dubai92.com.
Hello, Serge. Can't wait to see you on Thursday. What can we expect from the gig?
You can expect... We're definitely in good form at the moment. We're sort of it's as good as we've ever been. So you're kind of getting us in a good spot, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys are going to bring the new album on tour as well, 4813. You're behind producing that as well. What was that like as a musician to work on your own album and then produce it? I imagine it'd be pretty kind of draining mentally.
Sort of drains you more if you're in a room with someone who doesn't quite understand what's going on. Then you have to go through the process of kind of, you know, convincing them it's their idea when really you're just trying to, you know, get the job done, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
That sounds like our radio show, isn't it? I know what's going on, I'm just trying to get nada.
Yeah, he's always trying. He always makes me believe like it's my idea, Serge. Now I know what's going on.
Exactly, you know the trick,
I'm
right?
I'm on to you. Hey, Serge, we go all 80s and 90s from 5 o'clock today on the radio station. Can you tell us what your favourite song from the 90s is?
You know what's so crazy is how long that is now.
I know.
Don't even. This makes
you know
me feel
I mean?
So
it's
old.
In my mind. I'm just thinking about it now. It's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But there's an Oasis song, right? And it's a B-side called Listen Up, right? And I think it's their best tune.
Okay.
And if I could sum up the night, it's for me anyway, it'd be that song.
Okay, so you're a big Oasis fan.
Well, they kind of, you know, they were the starting gun, you know. They introduced me, they opened the door to... You know, me falling in love with guitar music. I mean, so with them, you know, you found out about the Beatles and the Who and the Stones. Then through the Stones and the Beatles, you found out about Silver Apple, more obscure acts.
So, look, back in those days, you mentioned like the Who and even Oasis, even back into the early 90s, there was a lot of rock star excess then. But now... You probably can't get away with it as much. Everyone's got a camera phone, everything's being recorded. Is there something pretty rock and roll that you've done in the last, say, 5 years that you could tell us about?
I can't tell you any of those stories. I'm saving those for my autobiography, which I'll release in about 15 years. You know, if you get paid to play a guitar, then you shouldn't be normal.
Yeah.
It's a silly job anyway.
You get paid to play a guitar, you should be allowed to smash it onto the stage during the show.
You should want to express yourself, you know, rather than think, oh no, I can't do that because, you know, that's going to offend certain people.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the Daily Mail next week.
So what you're saying is we can look forward to your autobiography. Sergio.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I don't think I'll ever dare bring it out, to be honest. I'd incriminate too many people.
We're on the line with Kasabian. These guys are going to be playing Blended next Thursday. We're going to hear your song, and then when we come back, we're going to play a bit of a game with you, Sergio. Is that okay? You can stick around?
Yeah, okay, mate. No worries.